Whoa! Didn't see you there, guys. How's it going?
It's been a while.
You don't like talking?
Not much of a chit-chatter?
That's fine. We got you covered here at the Off the Wall Podcast. Yes, we're back. We're back, baby.
It's been four or five years.
And, you know, we've been busy with a lot of different things. We've been, you know, living life.
And moved out, graduated high school.
Oh, in college now. We both work jobs, very rigorous work.
Mm-hmm.
But we're making it through. I know it's been a while. You haven't seen us in forever, and you're probably wondering how we're doing. I'd say I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm at a good state in my life that I've been able to do a lot of different things. And, you know, this past, like, 4 years that we haven't seen you, it's been pretty chill. I haven't minded it, you know. I didn't feel the need to pollute my life with things like a podcast when I knew I couldn't do it.
Lots of growth has been made. Breakups here and there, you know what happens. High school drama, anything, you can name it. We've been through it. Mardi Gras.
That was a recent, that's where the sunburn comes from, in case you were wondering. And yes,
going.
We've moved to a video format.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something new for us. This is just like an introductory episode, you know, just talking about random things, seeing what we can come up with. We tried doing a recording earlier.
First take.
It didn't work out that well.
We recorded 12 seconds of video footage.
And we sat there and talked to a camera for fucking how long? Like 30 minutes just to get nowhere. But we're using this webcam now, and so we're just going to have to deal with it.
Deal with it.
You get
it's good enough.
Our beautiful faces, so.
We're here. You're looking at us.
No,
that's
this
all that
is the Off the Wall Podcast. I didn't change the name. I didn't decide to do anything different.
Peep the hat. Peep the beanie. Peep the beanie. We're not ripping off Vans.
No, yeah.
That's not the plan. Yep, there we go.
Off the wall. Yeah, it's been a minute. Mentioning on how we graduated high school, that was an experience. It was fun. Well worth the 12 years that we put into high school.
Yeah. A lot more rewarding than you'd think it would be. We got to see all the kind faces of our family and our old friends who were in homeschool during all the COVID stuff.
Which, I mean, COVID, man. It took it really had such a detrimental effect
on
the school systems.
Oh, yeah.
At least in just rural Alabama.
Jobs. Yeah, I know. You wouldn't think they'd shut us down like they would everyone else, but.
Like, Huntsville now is like up and coming after like whole COVID thing, because a lot of like small businesses closed, and that was another thing about this whole podcast, is that we didn't really know how to do it. I mean, we were young. We were a little too young to be trying to do a podcast.
I'd say so. Not enough experience to carry a podcast.
We weren't able to bring up any valid conversations. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had good talks, but it was mainly just to see us blabber.
Mm-hmm. That's all we did.
But
it was good blabbering.
Since graduating high school, I feel like we took that time off and we grew as people. I know we're going to be saying that a lot. I really do feel like we've changed for the better in these past 4 years. We used to be like the big fat kid. That's why we hid behind the cameras.
That's why we didn't show ourselves.
We weren't able to create anything from our looks.
Some big fat self-conscious little kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Now we're skinny adults who are comfortable in our skins.
We grew into our weight. We're just trying to put ourselves back out there.
Mm-hmm. You know. We both have very creative minds, and we're hoping that this can go somewhere and give us more of a creative platform to do the things that we find fun.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
We're even planning on branching out the podcast, being more so some gaming, some maybe cooking videos. That'd be kind of fun. Cook some crazy stuff. Some vinyl reviews.
Yeah, like we could do
first
vinyl
impressions,
albums. You know, music plays a big part into us now, and especially I feel like we could put y'all on.
Hell yeah!
Like if we decided to do an album review, I feel like it would go well. We could give thoughtful opinions on what we hear, and we just want to have a better creative outlook for our type of media that we're going for, and we're not trying to become like some famous YouTuber. You know, that's
rich.
Not the dream. We're not trying to start no Team 10.
Rich, bougie Jake Paulers.
Yeah.
Not us.
Like, that's sad and that's pathetic trying to do that. So we're just talking. We're yapping.
Just living our lives. Just putting it out there.
And we figured we could explain and live with you guys, too.
Oh, yeah. See, watch us grow. Watch us talk about our recent events, stuff that's happened. Our upload schedule won't be what you think it will be because we're busy, like we've said. Got work. It's crazy schedules.
We literally took like two to four hours trying to figure out exactly what we were going to do with this, like while playing Smash Bros. And stuff.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Brainstorming.
But it gets us nowhere. It's another form of procrastination. You know, not wanting to do this because podcasts are hard. I think you have to keep that longevity in mind.
If we can make it past 10, I think we're good.
If we can consistently put out episodes, we should be chilling. I think a pretty good podcast.
Even, I think, at most once a month would be like solid for us. Once a video a month, hopefully two.
If you are watching this or listening to it or doing anything, find us on YouTube, Spotify. Who knows? We'll probably make a TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I'm making us a TikTok.
I love when old people say tiki-talky. Like TikTok.
Oh, I've been watching some tiki-talkies.
Some tiki-talk. It's not my kind of platform, but he's done it before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With his channel. Go check him out.
Links will probably be in the description.
He's got the weirdest videos. If you like seeing like pyrocynical.
Would you put it up there with pyrocynical?
I'd say the games you've played are something I would see on like a video essay.
Oh yeah.
You know, but it's only like 15 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of part ones, part twos of games.
Never finished any
never
game.
Go back.
Nope. Fallout 3.
Fallout
That's
3.
That's not playing. I'm not playing it.
Tearaway. I've been missing that stream.
Been waiting 8 daggum years. Still hasn't even finished the game.
No, yeah. He's a procrastination. That's something we've... Like, see, the longevity of podcasts. Like, yeah. We're going to have to stick to it. And I think we got it.
I think it'll be interesting. Like, especially if we can make it. If we can make it a little longer into, like, our 20s. Imagine watching us from here to 20s.
Exactly.
The growth.
It's like an advanced form of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Like
video documenting our lives.
And so many people do it, which is why it's kind of hard to get into.
Yeah.
It's like you take content creation and you got all these big YouTubers. And of course, they're going to be like top dogs for a while as soon as they build that fan base.
Oh, yeah.
So it's getting to that point. I feel like real J. Cole-esque talking right now.
See, I think the only way we can beat the like algorithm of popular people is making a TikTok. Because that's just Malcolm Todd. That's how I found his music. Like, it's a great way for underground people to get noticed.
It's like a real brain-rotty, like fast-paced platform that allows creators to blow up or for something to just stay not like irrelevant.
See, what's crazy about TikTok though is you got to be crazy consistent to like keep that up.
Which even then, I don't know, because with podcasts and stuff, it really would just be taking like a short clip or like putting clips together and then putting it back through. It would probably equate to an easy process if we consistently made our edits for our YouTube and putting it on Spotify, keeping it on there. The format or the structure of high school is so lax and almost like incompetent in a way. Like, I wouldn't say that I didn't learn stuff from it, because a lot of information I did take away. Like, though I'm not good with like remembering math or doing anything like that, like I feel like most subjects that we went over explained what it was trying to get through.
Yeah.
It's all about like the curriculum that the state implies and all that. And so going from high school to college, it's like I expected kind of a similar experience, but it's that idea that it already costs like so much money and that you have to pay. Like, it's literally like pay to win.
Yeah. It like really is.
Like, if you have the money to go through college, it's almost a breeze.
Yeah.
Like, because if you have the money, then there's no worrying about like how to get that money. You know, like if you have the money starting out, they wouldn't have to worry about.
See, working a job and going to college, it's so tough. Dude, I don't know if I'm just lazy or if it's really that hard, but it seems like it to me. I'm late on some stuff. Got some essays I gotta write. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, I don't know. I was expecting college to kind of fall under similar lines, be more like, except with the freedom that it implies. Like, you pay for it, so you get to choose what you want to do there. Choose your classes. Like, if you wanted to find stuff in high school with like their whatever that word is,
layout.
No. It's more like a fucking, it's like extracurriculum. Yeah. Yeah, extracurricular activities that you couldn't find. Like, you'd find them in city schools.
Yeah.
But if you go to, like, the county school that we were in, it didn't give us as many opportunities, where I feel like, as if you get into, like, a bigger college, like UNA.
Yeah.
Plenty of more opportunities to get into, like, the George Lindsay Film Festival.
Facts, yeah.
Or, like, a culinary competition.
The only thing I can think of that's similar is, like, sometimes in high school they'd be like, oh, there's an art thing happening, like, submit your thing and you'll get some money.
Exactly.
Like, that's max, like, the only creative thing that they gave you, other than basketball and football.
And you couldn't even, like, reach, like, there was definitely, like, a limit you could go. At least going from a county school, because I feel like that tears away a lot of my thoughts on the school system, is the fact that we came from such a small town.
Yeah.
And graduated from there. Because they don't have the same, the students there don't have opportunities that, like, other people do in bigger schools. College is, it's interesting.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's good or bad. I'd say interesting is the best way to describe it.
The fast-paced, like, curriculum and how they go and just getting you the material and trying to get you to learn it is difficult, because I don't think many high schoolers were prepared, or are like, it's something I know, like, I can think of classmates that I'm thinking, and even myself sometimes, is just not being prepared enough to get through, like, these certain obstacles that it brings,
yeah,
being in a different environment.
It's definitely a huge change from going to high school to college. Like, like the freedom that you get. I gotta drive farther. That kind of sucks. A lot of gas money wasted. 40-minute drive.
Like, it's all just a big income dump. Like, you take yeah, a majority of your money, and that's only if you're paying. Like, if you're like us, you know, you take your student loans, and you can shove them.
Mm.
I ain't starting no payment plan. I'm staying in school. And it sucks, because, you know, it's like impending doom.
Yeah. It's really chasing, like, you.
It builds up. And that's what I'm saying, is, like, all I've learned is that there's so many different processes and ways to make money, like investing and saving and putting into, like, high yield accounts and stuff like that. And the market just shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not able to do much with it, because just inflation keeps rising.
I'm terrible at stocks, dude. I've like, we did a fake like stock market in history, dude. I was so bad at it.
I didn't know what was going
on. I was like number 30.
I think I invested in some, like, trailer companies or, like, tractors. Well, what was your expectation?
Expectation? I don't know. A big thing for me was the teachers. Like, you go from high school with, like, the strict, like, they'll sit there and talk to you, like, I don't know, I feel like high school helps you out a little more than college, but the teachers in college are so much chiller than the ones in, like, high school. I don't know how to describe them.
It's more like a job for them.
Yeah.
Like, whereas teachers, they make it a lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
College professors, this is their job.
Yeah.
They have stuff that they have to get across. And I don't know the pay details between both college, like, high school versus college, yeah. But
I don't know if it's that much.
No, yeah.
Probably not.
Payment for teachers.
Pay the teachers more.
Pay the teachers more.
Kind of important.
Yeah, they teach our youth.
Yeah. I feel like I gained more from elementary school than I did in high school.
Learned more in elementary school, is, yeah, that what you just said?
Yeah, I feel like I learned more in elementary school than I did in high school.
Well, that seems more like, I don't know, that was more fun.
It's like a, yeah, but
you were more involved and interested in what you were seeing.
I just feel like you learn a lot more life lessons from it. Because, like, I feel like high school is just straight, like, learning math, do some algebra classes. But elementary school, you're, like, learning friendship and, like, social skills. Then when you get into puberty, that's when all the weirdness starts to come out. God. I don't like high school.
High school, it really is, like, a... I'd say it's not as severe, which, you know, we didn't have that many people in our class.
No.
But it is like a war zone, like a training ground.
Yeah.
It's like you're basic going to training for the military.
Camp.
Yeah, it's like
ISS.
Because they put you in, like, it's like a prison, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's that system set up around you.
Literally a prison. Like, Mr. B's, like, ISS room. or Mr. Bleep.
Yes.
Mr.
Bleep.
It was like behind the lunchroom, and it was literally like a prison cell. No air conditioning.
It's fanatical teacher. Yeah. Fanatical history teacher. I feel like everybody has... Every history teacher is like the same.
Yeah.
They're all just weird.
But they're either the best... Actually, most of the time, they're the best teacher you have. Like, even Mr. Bleep, dude, he was a good teacher. I liked his classes. He was funny.
He was a big guy into, like, conspiracy theories. Go check nice out our beard. First episode.
Yeah. Forgot.
Talk about a horse statue.
Are we going to count this as episode 5?
See, I was thinking that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we should do the Off the Wall podcast episode 5.
Or like, Off the Wall podcast return of the
return,
wall.
The return of four years later.
Yeah.
To you 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What an episode name.
That's actually crazy.
To us 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be the title of Off the Wall episode 5. Which, something about just getting into the idea of like that creative talk we were getting into.
Yeah.
Was like the schedules and stuff, it's going to be hard because we're just now getting in like in person. What you guys saw before was us just like yapping over a logo, you know? And I feel like some ways you have to put your face and your image up to gain that respect from other people. Like some people, you know, they got bots and like all kinds of different like fake people in the world of like social media. But now that we're being able to do it in person, I feel like we can, and if we stick to it, we can grow.
I feel like it gives us a lot more of a connection being with the camera here. Like, y'all can see us raw, natural form. Like, we're just chilling.
Dude, this is just us.
No filter.
We're putting on, like, you know, this stage performance, but doesn't everybody? You gotta talk, like, as if you're talking to a friend, or...
You gotta entertain
but
somehow.
But make it entertaining.
Mm-hmm. It's tough, though. It can be tough. It's a little tiring. My jaw starts to hurt after a little while.
I know. It's trying to find something to talk about for an hour. This one's already a pain, but promise we will have like set ones after this.
Yeah,
like, we will.
When we have guests,
topics and discussion things, like we have lists. We're just trying to make it as broad as possible for this one episode.
I feel like one thing about like us growing up and stuff, a lot of it is like our physical bodies and stuff. Like I've been going to the gym and everything. I love it. It's an addiction. It really is. I'm not the smartest when it comes to it, but I think I've made some good changes to my body.
Would you say that it has been like, would you say that you would repeat your decision to start going? Like, or like if you had to choose, if your life was like something changed, you know, like a different, whatever you think would affect you the most compared to like going to the gym, would you see yourself in other timelines continue to make that decision? Or would you, and are you going to stick with it?
Oh, see, I think
such
if...
a weird question. I'm so sorry. That is a weird one. I don't even know how to answer that.
If I hadn't gotten so close with Skylin so quickly, I don't think I would have went to the gym. I think I would have been chilling where
it's
I was
coworker
at.
Of ours.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't mind being
hey, buddy.
Mentioned. Hope you watch this.
I know he's going to be watching this. Him and his rent-a-girlfriend.
A little ASMR.
We want to get him on the podcast. That's going to be... That's a good topic to bring up, though, like for gym bros and stuff. Yeah. Like, we could gain a good bit of people to watch our content if we brought in aspects of that, too. Like, because if it's going to be something you continue to do, then you might as well spread your information that you know.
Mm-hmm. Learning a bunch of stuff. But yeah, if I didn't meet Skylin and me and him didn't become friends, I don't think I would have went to the gym. And I think I'm going to keep going with it. I really like it. I think it's really fun. I like the burn.
Dude, I'm twinning with the couch right now.
You really are. Oh, my gosh. I think the biggest thing about, like, working out, though, is it's definitely, like, all in the mind. Because I'd say I have body dysmorphia. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what body dysmorphia is.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Trigger I know. Warning. It's like seeing an image of yourself. Like,
yeah, like you still think
you're
bigger.
It's a cognitive
thing. Yeah.
Like, it's that memory that you lock into because that's what you remember. But, you know, something that... I'm not even going to lie, this whole, like, playing God of War, it's got me thinking, bro. It's like, it's all in your memory. Mm-hmm. It's not right.
Yeah.
Like, just because you see yourself like that, and, like, even though you looked like maybe like that at one point, it's, one, not who you are now, and, two, it's not who you are going to be ever again.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's like you can see people, who look in the mirror and they hate how they look. And that's all just yourself pushing you back. Like, unless you can accept that part of you, like, even like that memory of yourself, if you can accept that, then you'll be chill. I think body dysmorphia is a serious thing because it causes like eating disorders.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you have the right mindset, you can get past it.
You can change it.
It won't hurt you or affect you as much as it probably does.
Yeah. I don't know if I still have it or not. I'd say it's gotten a lot better if I do. I can accept that I've gotten stronger and I look a little better than I used to. Not as tubby.
We both used to have some pretty big tum-tums.
Oh, yeah. We got photos for evidence.
That's why we didn't show our face.
Throwing up.
Why are we not there? Yeah. Boom! It's like, God, what would you say in these past like 4 or 5 years, what would you say is like the biggest change that's affected you the most?
Oh.
Like, that you can think that, like, because, you know, there's like a shift in your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And how you used to think versus how you aren't continuously thinking.
Now. Was I dating whenever we first started the podcast?
I don't think so. It was because like we were pretty young.
Yeah,
it was like just a good like 2-3 month span that we did that shit. And I think that
I think I was like 15 or 16. I think I started dating when I was 15.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, I'd say dating and like having a high school breakup, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say it like changes you that much, but it definitely can affect you really heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, just depending on someone and then all of a sudden they're just like not really there for you at all, it can impact you pretty hard. But I wouldn't say it impacted me that much. I'd just say it changed me the most, because I started getting to like hang out with y'all more, and then that built up my personality even more.
Personality shifts are always interesting to me. Yeah. Because it's like it feels right and wrong sometimes, you know, and you're like, do I do too much? Do I, like, study, like, God, dude, I don't even know. I feel like, I've said this to Season, I feel like a lot of people are autistic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd say, like, I'd say I'm pretty high functioning. I'd say there's a good bit of part of me that's, like, autistic.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be stemmed by something that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this is going to be, is, like, an outlet for that feeling, because it's wanting to, I say my autistic behaviors are like trying to, not, I wouldn't say like a word like enforced or like influence. I'd like to use my life and influence other people.
Yeah.
Like, not in the way of like social media, like not like that kind of influencer, but just like wanting someone
you can like see and relate to, kind of.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah. And then also like shaping my personality to help them.
Uh-huh.
Like, not in a bad, I'm not meaning that in like a bad way.
Yeah.
Or even just like wanting somebody to relate with. Yeah, I'd say that.
It is a good feeling, having a relatable guy around.
Exactly.
And then you get like this big community built up and they're all just like little yous. Mm-hmm. You get a little army.
It's so cool when like you and like somebody else can just connect on that different level.
Yeah.
Where you're like, hell yeah.
See, I'm hoping that the music and stuff really brings that part through.
That's one of our biggest like factors in life, I feel like, or one of our biggest hobbies.
Yeah,
it's like listening to music.
It's such an escape that you can just zone out, listen to music, and it helps so much.
Which we will get into that later. Oh yeah, Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah,
one experienced Mardi Gras. Got this dude. Got a bunch of other stuff, but whew, it was hectic. I don't know if I'm just like a introvert or whatnot, but I don't like being around people.
I don't really either.
Like crowds.
Yeah, I'd rather. At most, I'm taking like I'm getting like 8 people around me. That's it.
Mardi Gras. It was, people are just like so ridiculous, and I'd rather be at home doing nothing.
There's a lot of traveling. Did anything fun happen while you were traveling? Did y'all like try any new food? See any funny feet?
Funny feet.
See any funny people?
We saw a couple of funny people.
Some strangers and freaks wandering around.
I mean, it's New Orleans,
yeah,
and Mobile at the same day. You're going to find some goobers.
That's awesome. I'm glad.
No, yeah. There was that guy that I rolled up to me asking for $2. He had a little business card that said, "Can I have $2? It's on the phone.
To me.
I was on the phone with my mom, and I was like, "Mom, yeah, it's pretty chill. We're not going to Bourbon Street. We went to Bourbon Street." And this guy rolls up on me in a little bicycle, and he's got like, that one dude who like inverts his mouth,
like, oh yeah, yeah, like
he looked like that.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
And he rolled up and he was like, yo, give me $2. I'm like, nah, bro.
No
dollar.
Do you have $2?
No, I didn't have no cash.
At least you didn't have any.
I'm not going to be carrying around stuff. I always use my card.
He's got a bicycle. He'll be fine.
That's what I'm saying. He can get around. Yeah. He can find somebody else and give him $2. I paid my dues. No.
It'd be funny if you saw him later that night, like spin back.
He just rolls up on me with the $2. Yeah. And does like a quick little like money spread.
$2 money spread and dips on his bicycle.
Dude, if I got that whole like meme, if I got honey bun,
if I got
honey bunned,
hit with a molten honey bun
while being homeless.
Yeah,
think about how shitty that'd have to be. Like a molten.
Your life is already pretty rough, and then flaming hot honey bun hits you right in the mouth.
Flaming hot honey bun.
You're done for.
God, no, yeah, but no, and then there was this place called Spot of Tea in Mobile that we went to. Bomb.
That's probably the
best blueberry pancakes I've ever had.
Oh yeah,
it was like base pancakes, and then I had a little bowl of like blueberry syrup. And
do you have any powdered sugar on there?
Yeah, threw some powdered sugar on there. Then we had like I got a side of bacon and eggs too.
Oh man,
dude, I smacked that shit.
I
absolutely demolished.
If that was in front of me right now, gone in a minute,
dude. I literally told the people at the table, like all the friends, I was like, I'm going to destroy this.
Just forewarning, this will be gone soon.
I eat way too fast, bro.
You are the fastest. I thought I was a fast eater. You're the fastest eater I know. You want to talk about that racist guy?
Or
the
racist lady. Okay, yeah. This was the probably most surreal moment throughout Mardi Gras. Was there was this lady. Okay, so they have the floats, and it's a double-decker thing. So people stand on each side on both levels, sitting there throwing like the beads and the plushies and all that stuff out. And then there was this one lady, which I was already looking up at the sun without any sunglasses, just blinded and stuff like that. And I look and I see this one lady up at the top just get this big ball of beads. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, someone's going to die. And then there was this black family that was like sitting down next to me. The dad was smoking a blunt and he was hiding behind. He was using the kids to shield. They were sitting up front.
Crouching behind them.
He was letting them have fun. He was like, damn, you know. And so he was in there. He was like, you know, just forget. And then, boom! MLB 95 miles an hour just destroys that whole black family. And, like, all I could think about in that moment was, that was targeted. Yeah. That was racist.
What'd he say whenever he got
hit? He was like, God damn! Oh, God damn! He got all pissed, and then the whole family got up and left. They were done.
I would too, man.
Dude,
oh
it was...
Oh, my gosh.
And I just know, because it was New Orleans, that they were, like, hella racist.
Yeah.
I feel like they knew what they was doing.
Man, that Mafia 3 game showed me how racist they were. Louisiana's
get pulled
crazy.
Over driving.
Yeah.
GTA or Mafia?
GTA. No, I don't care.
You excited?
Dude, GTA 6. GTA 6. I've had dreams about it. Have I told you that?
I think so.
I had a dream about it that I was playing it early. Oh my gosh.
You're a little weirdo.
It was amazing. I can't wait for it to come out. My brain just constructed the perfect story.
I know. I like the Bonnie and Clyde aspect.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be cool.
That's going to be good. Different. I hope they have some like crazy arguments and stuff. I hope it dives real deep into their relationship. I heard that they were going to kind of like tone back the robbing and like that kind of aspect of it. Like the, I don't know, some of like the vulgarness. I heard that they were trying to like mainstream it, but I don't know.
I feel like most of the vulgarness that came from 5 was like Trevor.
Yeah,
Trevor really like kicked it off with the stomping the dude's head in.
Dude, yeah,
like that was his first. That was the intro.
He was having sex as he was like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was having sex standing up in a trailer, and then he goes out and stomps the dude's head in.
That's what Mardi Gras reminded me of. Was that? Like it was like no, like GTA like oppressors.
Yeah,
just everywhere.
So
everybody
cops.
Got an oppressor. They're all flying around.
That's scary.
You know, it's just like, damn, you know, like so many people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm excited for about GTA 6.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. The amount of like pedestrians that are going to be around. Yes, dude.
I'm glad that like the PS5, which I saw an article about the PS5 saying that it was like that it was entering the later stages of its life.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that too.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
With all the COVID restrictions and stuff like that, like they need to maybe, I mean, the PS5 Pro or whatever. Like, I don't think that would be a bad decision.
No.
But
I think that'll come out around when GTA 6 comes out.
They barely had any fucking games put on there.
No.
It's just
I think like the Spider-Man. Biggest game has been Spider-Man and God of War Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ragnarok. And that's it. I think I think it's like Black Myth Wukong or something coming out soon. Mm-hmm. About the little monkey guy. That's going to be like the most impressive like visually on PlayStation yet, I think. It looks like it. The trailer looked amazing.
Which I don't think that really you can get anywhere further with graphics.
No. I feel like
nowadays.
It comes to a cap. I think 8K is probably like as high as you can get without going a little overboard.
Unreal Engine 5.
Dude, yeah. Have you seen the clip of the car like on fire?
I don't think so.
I saw Joe Rogan talk about it on his podcast. But there's a clip of the Unreal car on fire. We could probably throw it up there somewhere. But it's them like interacting with it. They have like a little beam above it, interacting with the fire and the smoke, and it like reacts to the stuff. It's crazy. It looks real.
Unreal Engine 5 is cool. I like that they're doing that shit with like Snake Eater.
Yes, dude.
Snake Eater is going to be so good. I have high hopes for it. What would you say is your favorite game that you've played besides Fortnite? Like in the past like 4 years, 5 years? Do you remember any good like story game or?
Okay, I'd say
one
like.
One that stuck out.
One of my favorites that are like just straight game, like that I've played kind of recently, I think it's been Dishonored.
Dishonored's a good fucking game.
Yeah. Dishonored 1 is my favorite.
So slept on.
2 is really good too.
I haven't played 2.
The art style, it's so impressive. Like it looks like a comic book. And then the skills and abilities that you have they're so cool. They're so unique. Like the blink ability is like one of the coolest ones.
Honestly, like and if you see the clips in Dishonored 2, uh-huh. or like Dishonored 2.
Yeah.
You see it like the power system that they put in place. Like honest to God, I'd say the main character of Dishonored, I can't remember his name.
He's Corvo?
Like yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the people who hit the clips, like if you put them against like, you know, like verses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Honestly would be one of like could probably kill almost anybody. Yeah. Like the clips are the most impressive thing.
I agree. That's like I think that's why I like it so much. Like I played it on PC and you could just oh my gosh, you can get so creative with how you kill
the
people.
Capabilities yeah. of the, like those powers, like the blink, yeah, the, like the that shit goes
the
hard.
Assassinations, the gun plays super sick. You just it's like a little parry. Oh my gosh. And then you can't talk about games that have come out recently and not talk about, like, Elden Ring.
Because,
like, I know you haven't played too much of it.
I played a good bit. I would say that I've seen so much through the
probably
media.
Like 20 hours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say, like, 20 hours and then seen, like, a lot of gameplay.
Yeah. Dude.
I'm not going to lie. This is, like, a hot take. I love the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it has gotten kind of stale. I think they need to release the DLC
pretty
soon.
They definitely do. They really do. I think it'll be another big thing, though, when they do it. I think it'll blow the game up again, like mm-hmm. Almost as much as it was when it came out.
You guys would love to see us play Elden Ring, the DLC.
Dude, that'd be kind of fire. That'd be sick. Oh my
gosh. I wish I had it on my PS5. Like, yeah. The Steam account was just such a waste.
I'd get it on PS5 again just to play it again.
See, Elden Ring, yeah, it's the staple.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the game should be like now.
It's what got me into the Souls series.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, like the Souls-like. And then you got Lies of P. I played Lies of P. It was really good, too. Reminded me of like Bloodborne mixed with Elden Ring. But I don't think you can jump in it.
Is it open world as well?
Not really. It's kind of like how the old ones were. Like you go through the certain paths.
The sections. See, like... Because I don't know. I love Elden Ring. I really do. It's gotten stale, but I think I'd say Dark Souls 3 is probably my favorite out of the Souls. I know it's not the best.
See, I still got to play through a lot of them. I beat 1, Elden Ring. I think those are the only two I beat.
1? You beat Elden Ring?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love.
What was your favorite boss fight?
Malekith, I think is what his name was. The one who freaking flies around the map.
Malekith was hard.
So cool. Oh, my
wait,
gosh.
No, that's Radahn. Malekith is the beast dude.
Yeah, that one. That's the one I liked, yeah.
Radahn's the one that flew over the map. Yeah. Malekith was the one who was like, darkness, become my blade. Like
I forget who's the one, like the guy with the lion. I forgot his name.
Oh, Godfrey?
Yeah, dude, he was hard. When he goes bare knuckles on you.
I know, his combos were like some Tekken shit.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
He ripped off his shirt and just started whooping.
Dude.
It was so hard to fight. I fought him like 20 times.
Souls games are terrifying.
Yeah. They still scare me.
I'm never playing Sekiro. I don't think I ever will. Like, I want to, but then again, I'm like, this is just going to kick my ass.
Yeah. That one has, like, the craziest learning curve out of all of them.
See, dude, Ragnarok, like God of War, I really, really, really mess with the Valhalla update. It gives those elements to it, and it does it in such a unique way in the style of God of War.
I like all the little drops, like with where you can upgrade your stuff, get different like attacks. Those are so cool. Mm-hmm. Like get your health back up as you're going through the little gauntlet. Plus, like the Greek, like the inclusion of like the old soldiers. Oh my gosh, it's such a nice callback to the old God of War games. I loved playing those because I played those kind of recently. I think it's been like a year and a half, probably 2 years. Some of my favorite games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
God of War, it's always hit. Even though the old creator talks about not liking the Kratos evolution.
Developers and anything like that, they have such an ego.
Yeah.
Where they think their creation is the best, and that's just media in general. But to not appreciate what path Kratos has gone on in the recent games is just blasphemous.
Yeah,
blasphemous. Like, the ending to God of War, like, it's beautiful. You feel like you resonate with Kratos so much, especially if you grew up on playing the God of War games. Oh, yeah. That
seeing like the rage that he had in his like early 20s, and then seeing him like, I think he's like 900 years older or something. Bro has matured like crazy.
Like he takes away from every experience, and it's almost like this. It's crazy because they took this guy who was a god killer and the most like brutal in all, like one of the most brutal characters in all of gaming,
the God of War.
Like the fact that you could keep punching like at the end of like God of War 3, where you just keep punching Zeus.
Uh-huh.
Like it doesn't stop you because you just keep pressing that button.
Dude, I kept going. I kept hitting that button.
They took that character, that god killer, and made him like lovable and like wholesome,
like relatable almost. There's a weird relation between like the audience and between Kratos, because like we pretty much grew up with him.
That's
like came out in 2018.
How long beautiful is that? Story.
That's 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So 2018 to now, that's 6 years that we've grown up ourselves with Kratos as a main character. It's amazing.
They let which I love Santa Monica Studios strictly off the fact that they let 2018 sit and then put out this, and then later on, like 2 years later, they put out the other like expansion to it.
Yeah.
They're letting it resonate with the fans, and I love that aspect of it.
Very consistent too. I wouldn't have thought they'd put it out so soon after. Like I thought Ragnarok would have came out later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's because I'm so accustomed to the Rockstar way of releasing games. 10 years.
What a process.
Yeah.
They love like the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know, and it sucks because that whole thing with how people leaked the trailer.
It would have been so much more hype. It's already like the trailer on YouTube with like the most viewed video game trailer I think of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine what it would have been if it was like a surprise drop, like a surprise trailer.
Well, they were going for that, but people like
they ruined it. Leaks. I don't even know how you, like, the dude went to jail, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's insane. They freaking got him just for like leaking the game.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. That's wild. I mean, that's trademarks
justified. Even though I still was hyped for the trailer.
It still was a good trailer.
Yeah, I have the video of me like reacting to it for the first time, like not like as it was playing, but like my first reaction after I finished it.
I'd say my favorite, like with all upcoming games, you know, not really counting, and with what I've played recently, I don't know, because that was kind of a hard category to put it in, like a 4 year span that we haven't been doing this. I guess, I mean, you answered a good one with Dishonored.
Mm.
I'd probably say, like, and I know mine are stereotypical. One I was really glad I played, which this was, I think, before I even started the podcast, was Portal 2.
Oh, yeah.
Highly recommend. Mm. It was one of my, like, it really gives you, like, trust issues.
Oh, yes, dude.
Like, the main dude, like, the main, like, robot that you go around with.
Is that Peabody or?
No.
What's the other one? Oh, I forgot.
It's like, it's something with a W.
Yeah.
Like, but, no, he was such a homie throughout the whole game, and then he turns on you, and you're just like, damn.
Yes.
But I think it's such a good story that it's like, it goes in Half-Life and all that. Like, it does such a good job at having that first person view mm-hmm. while also creating like characters around it and stuff.
So creative. Dude, Valve, they need to somehow release more games, because every single game I think they've ever released has been a hit. You got Counter-Strike, that Dota 2 game I think is also Valve, and it's still going. And then you got like Portal, Half-Life. Imagine when Half-Life 3 comes out, that's gonna break the internet too.
I feel like that was I never played the VR game.
Yeah,
but that, I heard it was good.
I'm going to get a VR one day just to play Half-Life Alyx.
See us play VR games on the off-the-wall channel. That'd be so sick. VR is a cool expansion to gaming.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's not really practical.
What do you think about the Apple Vision Pro?
That is one cool machine, but like I just said about VR in general, it's not practical.
No.
It's brain rot. Uh-huh. It really is. It's directly in front of your face, and you're just like so focused on you, like your virtual reality. It's like a new life, which is cool.
Do you think that's the future? I think so. I think.
Yeah, for like rich people.
In.
I don't know if it'd be like a real like ghetto situation.
See, I feel like in 5 years, the Apple Vision Pro is gonna get cheaper. They're gonna release a couple more, and then we'll be with the Apple Vision Pros, mm-hmm. and then other people will have like the Apple Vision 5s, 6s. They're going to be way better than the ones we have. It's just going to be a whole nother repeat with the iPhone situation. Like, you getting your new phone recently, like, you were stuck on the XR?
XR.
And then
I love that phone.
Yeah. Such a reliable phone.
I hated it at the end, but I think it was, like, staple iPhone.
Yeah, that's, like, the flagship, or was at the time.
It introduced the newer generation while also staying to, like, the older ones, mm-hmm. too, like the 6.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'd say it goes, the 1 and the 2, at least for older generations, is the XR and the 6.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 5 and like the numbers before, they were good. Mm. There was something about those ones that everybody, like the mass production and like the mass, you know, appeal for them, mm-hmm. really did play a big part, but it was for good reason.
Yeah.
Apple is such an impressive company.
They are. I don't know how they do it. I mean, we're filming off a MacBook right now.
I know.
Some of the craziest tech.
Hey, Steve Jobs.
Bro's dead. Bro's looking at you through the grave.
What?
What?
Steve Jobs dead.
I'm doing a whole essay in English on him.
Dude, I don't know how that essay is gonna go.
No, yeah, I chose a weird topic.
It's gonna be good. I feel like you can find stuff.
Yeah,
yours is way more. Yours is better than mine.
What did you choose?
The Chernobyl stuff.
Oh yeah,
which I find interesting, but I feel like it's overplayed. At least when it comes to like a disaster, I feel like not many people look at it though.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like it's like fucking blew up.
I always go for like a tech theme in my essays. Like I think for English 101, I went for like a AI revolution type thing. That was a good essay. I think I made 100 on it. I think. I don't know. Maybe not 100.
Oh, good old college. I do say I think English is my favorite class, mm-hmm. just for being able to write. But I do hate some of the essay topics. Like, that one, I knew I was not going to get, like, a good grade, like the best grade, but mm-hmm. it was still fine.
Just writing topics on, or writing essays on random little stories you read.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to, I had a bad one.
Because I did my last one last year, or last semester.
Mm-hmm.
I did mine on that, fucking, what's it called? The writer's strike.
Oh, yeah.
The writer's strike. That was a good topic. It was just.
Dang, I forgot that even happened.
It was like
a writer's strike.
It was interesting. I learned a good bit. Like, it's crazy. The SAG-AFTRA, the SAG-AFTRA, whatever thing, they house so many actors and, like, employees and just in general for, like, Hollywood. Like, a majority of, like, probably big-name ones, too, because I feel like it definitely.
I know Bob Odenkirk was under it. Like, a lot of the Breaking Bad people. I thought it was cool how both of our topics kind of convened, because like even with the SAG-AFTRA or AFTRA, whatever it is, like they had limitations on AI used in movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought that was crazy. Have you seen the NBA's AI thing?
That movie mode thing? Yeah, yeah. The NBA needs to... Did you see the dunk contest? That shit was whack.
Yeah.
Did you see that side profile? Here, put the picture up. Look at Jaylen Brown. he jumped over... He had Jason Tatum lob the dunk up to him. Uh-huh. Jumped over Kai Cenat sitting down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the fucking stupidest dunk I've ever seen. Oh, we're in the red, damn.
How tall was he? How tall was Kai Cenat? Like
he's like 5'4".
Yeah. If you can't jump over him standing up, then you don't need to play in the NBA.
Where's that white dude, Mac McClung? Yeah. He come in there, and he's just jumping over Shaq.
Yeah.
And he's shorter than Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, he's a good basketball player, but by God, he sucks.
What do you think of Sabrina versus Steph?
Oh, she cooked.
She did cook. 26?
People like, I see so many mixed things where I'm guessing a lot of it is like misogyny towards her. But she is a good shooter.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people before it happened. They were like, I hope she shoots from the NBA 3-point line.
And she did. She came out there and dropped Dame's winning record.
Really?
Like winning score.
God.
So dang. I don't know if they had Steph just come in there for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And had Dame like win the thing.
Uh-huh.
But they had like Sabrina and Steph like right after.
Yeah. I know Steph only did 3 more points than Sabrina. I think he did 29. Sabrina did 26.
I mean, like she came out the gate with that first rack and just... Swish, bro.
I mean, all these dudes saying they can go up against WNBA players, I still think the skill gap between the two is... Like, could you be a WNBA player?
Probably the worst on the roster.
You think?
Like, that's at max.
Yeah.
I'm still probably getting cooked.
You gotta think, too. They're kind of tall, too. Yeah. They're still tall women.
They're just... The athleticism is, like, different. Mm-hmm. That's been known.
Come on. We ain't no professional athletes. We hoop, but we ain't like that.
No, we hoop. We will hoop for you guys.
Oh, that'd be a crazy video.
I'd be done. We could do, and with these new, with this new phone at least. Mm-hmm. My camera not making noises like
I need. Yeah, I need to fix mine.
I found the settings where you can record in 4K, which we could totally do.
Heck yeah.
Because I don't know if I'm going to be bringing that
cinematic mode.
That camera with me.
Big A camera.
I don't even know what to do with it now.
Yeah, 29 minutes. That's wild. What else do we have to talk about?
We got movies, man.
Movies. One that I watched recently that, I mean, it had been recommended to me so many times. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That one's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Peak
A24 movie. Kills it. Every movie they come out with. Not every, but most movies they come out with. You got that, like, Talk to Me movie that did really good. The one
I heard
that
it
the
was good.
Raka brothers did.
I think that was, I heard a lot of, like, good things about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a good step in the horror genre. I didn't see that one, but I heard good reviews. Saw X, too.
Yeah, and then you got the Iron Claw.
The Iron Claw, bro. That might be my favorite movie of all time, and I haven't even seen it yet.
I haven't even seen it.
It looks beautiful, like for a wrestling story and an OG wrestling fan. Like all this memory, all this stuff I be talking about, like it's all hidden behind WWE. That was my first like obsession, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to be truthful, and I know that shit was fake, but I wanted it to be real.
Did you ever bring toys to school? I swear I saw you with, like, a WWE
probably.
Toy.
Probably.
In elementary school one time.
Dude, I know I used to always have some toys on me at elementary school. I was weird. But no, WWE goes hard. Like, it used to.
Yeah.
And it's just falling off. But no, the Iron Claw is a good story that it can... that nobody's heard of. Like me being that like that guy who knows like all these different wrestler names and like finishers and stuff like that, is I didn't even know about this.
Yeah,
and I saw
Erics, is that what it,
the Von Erich brothers, and I've never heard of it. But I did see it was this interview with Ric Flair, like a legend in the business, and he was saying that it was 30 years too late. Like it was a good like because I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
But it looks like it'll deliver on what message it's trying to send.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't tell the full story.
Yeah. I think what he means by that probably is like the fact that the father like pushed him so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
It's weird seeing stuff like the Gypsy Muse stuff get pushed over, stuff like that. Because it's like they're both mental problems.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that stuff's crazy. Her being like out of prison and stuff. She's definitely, I guess you'd say, fallen off, though.
Speaking on, like, the Iron Claw story, is just, it's such a sad thing. And like you said, with the Gypsy Muse thing of her being, like, irrelevant now almost. Like, she's died down.
Forgotten, pretty much.
Because she was, like, she had that fame and stuff, but I think she ran it into the ground herself.
She, too open about it, I feel like. Too, like, she went straight to the social media side, going on TikTok, like, talking about what happened. I mean, her boyfriend killed her mother, mm-hmm. and she assisted in it, too.
Which, it's crazy, because, like, pieces, like, the act mm-hmm. is, it shines that weird light where it construes the details.
Yeah.
And it really helps in Gypsy's case, because they see all these horrible things and these uncomfortable things that make them like the Dahmer story.
No, dude.
You know, like it has
that show. That
it has that feeling. Have you ever seen The Act? Like,
I haven't seen it, but I think I've heard enough about it to kind of like get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know who was it? Joey King who played her.
Yeah. She did a killer job.
Yeah, Joey King. I mean, like Bullet Train.
Mm-hmm.
Heard she's in like a lot of like rom-com movies.
But mm-hmm. that fame that comes with her name and playing that character.
Yeah. It definitely shines the wrong light on it.
Because you see it, it's like she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And you automatically just in your mind go like, yeah, defend that person. Because like it's a child that you're seeing all these uncomfortables. Like the teeth. Like,
yeah.
So the sugar thing, that was my biggest takeaway from that was the sugar thing. And she bit down after drinking like a bunch of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
She like her teeth fell out. And you're like, oh, you know, and that makes your skin crawl and you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you instantly put the blame on the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, we didn't see any of that. It was all in the shadows. So, of course, it's going to be like construed.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of how the Von Erich family was, too. That's mm-hmm. like people like you see it in like big tropes and like media and stuff, like the overwhelming power of a certain thing or whatnot can push things into a dark area.
You gotta think with like the Von Erich like story in the Iron Claw, like they missed out on a whole brother. I think it was one whole
wasn't
brother.
there was like six brothers,
I think. So yeah, and they only showed three. I know one died when he was a kid, the other one didn't grow to be like as strong and as big as him. I think one of them was like 5'5" and the other ones were like 6 foot, like over 6 foot.
And it feels like, at least from what I've heard in the advertisements, is almost like that family were dog breeders.
Mm-hmm.
They were using their children
yeah.
as like runts and like prized animals,
mm-hmm. treating them like dogs
for a fake business like wrestling.
Yeah,
like in the ring, you know, like no
pretending.
Not even like the real wrestling. Just some fake shit.
Still. Worked them to death.
But no, I am going to watch that movie, and who knows, maybe I'll even post a review about it.
It needs to come on streaming platforms. I don't think it has yet, has mm-mm. it?
Dang. It needs to, for real. A24, they push out a bunch of good movies. I respect A24, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I saw was Lady Bird.
Yeah.
Which, if you're a fan of this episode, or even listening to us talk, or about, like, you know, our college life, in high school even, that is a great coming-of-age movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really... It stuck with me because in there it was like the relationship between Lady Bird and her mom,
mm-hmm.
and seeing it was just like, it was crazy seeing the mannerisms and the passive aggressiveness that she brought. The mother killed it, like in the role,
mm-hmm.
like she did a phenomenal job.
A24 just makes me think of what was it called, the horror movie Hereditary.
Oh, Hereditary, so Hereditary. Good.
Like, the mom in that one killed it. Oh, my gosh. That lady is an amazing actor.
That ending was one of the scariest things I've ever
mm-hmm.
seen.
Like, mom saws her head off.
It was so funny. When the girl died, like, sticking mm-hmm. her head out the window. I remember I was watching it with my family.
Yeah.
And me and my brother, we went... Just fucking died laughing. My mom got so pissed.
I bet.
She was mad. It was just funny because, like, I don't know. It's not funny, but it was funny because she was like... Bang.
Gone.
Just dunzo.
Oh my gosh. The fact that he goes home, gets in bed, and waits till the morning till like anything happens is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't even like tell anyone that his little sister just died. He just goes home, gets in bed, and goes to sleep.
A24 is great at making that family dynamic.
Yeah.
In almost anything.
Yeah. They really
I didn't think about that until now.
Yeah. They really do strive in the like family aspect.
Like, oh my god.
Like, literally, like everything everywhere all at once, that's another one. Like, the family aspect comes
that's
into play.
What I'm saying, with the Von Erich
Von
family. Erich's
Lady like, Bird.
Lady Bird, yeah, they just love... Even with mid-90s.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-90s had the mother role, too. Where,
I forgot that was
A24. Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Gosh, that movie
Shut the
so
fuck
good.
Up! Sonny Soljak killed it.
I think I watched it twice.
a good movie.
I think
it's another great, like, they do great, like, for coming of age and mm-hmm. and just being a kid.
Gosh, everyone in that movie was so good. Even like the actual skaters they got to play in it, they did amazing. Freaking, oh, who directed it? I forgot his name. Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill did a great job directing. That dude, that, speaking of body changes, that dude had a crazy one.
That movie I watched, Stutz, about his therapist, mm-hmm. loved that idea. I'd love to do something like that with my psychology project.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I don't know. I'm drawing blanks. It's like my first actual project thinking about like doing something out of the box.
Yeah. You could probably honestly film that on your phone, for real. Get some like hook up mics somehow.
I was thinking I need to get my own tripod mm-hmm. and get like the phone thing.
Oh yeah.
And then just set it up.
That one came with one. I need to find it somewhere.
It's probably somewhere in here. But no, I'd save the Vaughn, the Iron Claw, and that whole story with them is my most anticipated thing to watch right now. Because The Boy and the Heron, I'm really excited to see, but I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah,
it's like not. It's another thing like something like an Evangelion, where it's like, I guess it sounded confusing. I don't mm-hmm. really understand just off of previews. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. It did sound kind of confusing.
Studio Ghibli does a lot of straightforward work
mm-hmm.
where they lay it out for you and you just take away what you want.
Yeah.
Like, cause you a lot of love.
I need to watch more of those. I've only seen one, I think. Ponyo? I saw Ponyo.
Ponyo, I haven't seen that one yet.
It was good. It was solid, but it was a little weird.
That was another, like, I think they're all, like, a majority of them are, like, love stories.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, Ponyo, I think that was a love story, right?
I think so.
She turned into, like, some spirit or whatever.
Yeah. It was weird, but good movie.
Oppenheimer.
Oh.
That was one of our memories, together. So I feel like that's a good one to bring up.
Yeah, we can talk about the experience we had.
We went. This was just like one of the most notable things we did.
How did we get there so late? Like, what happened?
I don't know. It was like you pissing, Draven getting his snacks out. Them Funyuns really threw us off.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No.
I vlogged a little bit of that day.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I think it was just nobody knew what. Like, since me and Nathaniel brought the tickets, nobody mm-hmm. knew what was going on.
No, yeah, I think we had, like, the times mixed up or something. I think we had thought that it started a little later than it was supposed to. We were, like, 20 minutes away as it was starting, like, the introduction scene.
Yeah, we missed the first half, like, or, like, the first introduction scene of Barbie because of one of us.
Yeah.
And, honestly, I'm kind of salty because it was, like, it was like, really cool. It was like a 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm kind of upset we missed that, too. I would have freaked in theaters.
And then even with Oppenheimer, because I watched it the second time, was that we missed that beginning thing where it says, like, the Prometheus line.
Oh,
like, unleash the box or whatever. And it has, like, an explosion, kind of like how the nuke was.
Dang.
It was crazy seeing that in IMAX.
Yeah, I bet.
Oppenheimer, I haven't seen, which I'm not very well-spoken when it comes to some films because I don't follow by directors as much as more just what I want to see when I want to see it, was that Christopher Nolan did a killer job. And I haven't seen much of his work, mm-hmm. at least when it comes like The Dark Knight. I've seen that.
I've seen, I haven't seen like Inception.
I've seen
Interstellar.
Tenet.
Have you seen Interstellar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I saw Tenet too. It kind of has like a similar feel in between the movies, but I think Oppenheimer was much more based in reality. He couldn't like go as like sci-fi-y as he probably wanted to.
That's why I really liked Oppenheimer, mm-hmm. was the it being based on like real stuff.
Yeah, real events. Einstein hiding behind cars.
That stuff flew over my head, all that physics talk.
Yeah, I know.
Both times. I'm not a physics major.
Like the nukes and stuff and the star, dude, at the beginning when he was talking and the star, like he's talking about a supernova,
mm-hmm.
and it showed like a reactor going like vroom, 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 vroom.
Who knew that Christopher Nolan could turn something like a wallpaper engine, like audio reactive thing into something so cool.
God,
like all, yeah, I see it. I know what you're talking about. Like mm-hmm. the effects that they did. That was beautiful. It mm-hmm. was mind blowing. And he kind of used the sci-fi aspects with that,
mm-hmm.
like making the the reality of the thing, the nuke.
Yeah.
Like, he turned that into some sci-fi. It's like fantasy
he
almost.
He did, yeah.
It gave that feeling, at least.
It had some inclusions of it. Like, I don't know. They did talk about space a lot with, like, supernovas, stars exploding. Exactly. They compared the nuke to a supernova.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Really, really cool. And you got to think about even, like, Barbie. It surprised me how good it was. The ad placement of Chevy was a little funky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a little I'm glad silly. We all, like, acknowledged that in the moment. I was like, no way I'm just watching this Chevy Equinox drive.
I was sitting there thinking, and I look over at, like, Nathaniel. Or you were sitting beside me, right? Mm-hmm. I think I looked over at you, and I saw Nathaniel and Draven talking, and then I saw you, like, look over at him, and then you look back at me, and we were like,
dude, I remember
a Chevy
that.
Ad if I've ever seen one.
It's like, what? The fact that it was blue too, like the baby like mix, the navy blue and baby blue mix, like that nice royal blue.
Yeah.
Why? God.
I bet that got him some money though.
I was watching Code Geass, and there was a pizza. Like she'd be eating pizza, like C2, one of the main characters.
Yeah.
And there was Pizza Hut boxes everywhere. I was
really?
Like, it's like no way.
Oh my gosh.
Pizza Hut sponsor.
That's crazy.
For an anime? No way.
Movies with like. Crazy ad placements. Have you heard much about Madam Web?
I heard it was ass.
Yeah.
I heard they tried not to mention Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like apparently Peter Parker was born, but they didn't name him. So he was just like a random baby. I've heard that the main villain dies to a Pepsi sign. Like he gets crushed by a Pepsi sign. And there's a clip of Dakota Johnson sitting there with a Pepsi can in her hand. And she's like pointing it at the camera, and then she'll like bring it back and like fiddle with it, and then she'll move it back, like face the logo out. Oh my gosh. And then
dude, they needed to fix that shit in post.
Do you hear about the ADR with like the main villain and stuff? Like no. His mouth, like they had to do the audio recording afterwards, so it was like a bad dub on the main villain.
That's wild.
He was like speaking out of turn, like
Marvel. So ass. Mm-hmm. They have ruined their franchises.
What do you think about Deadpool versus, or Deadpool and Wolverine?
Dude.
I thought the trailer was a little corny.
I agree. Trailer was whack.
A little underwhelming.
It's like the trailer provided like the idea that I think everybody had for like a animated show.
Yeah. You can tell that Marvel definitely took a lot from their movies and like tried to add it into like the Ryan Reynolds rated R thing, and
because it's like that one thing we heard where like Ryan Reynolds isn't allowed to thing like what is it improv Reynolds not allowed to improv his his lines anymore. Disney's gonna insert their fucking comedy that they had in Love and Thunder. That's what's gonna ruin it.
Yeah.
That's
like, that was the huge part of Deadpool 1 and 2 was the improv. Like, Ryan Reynolds, he just did what he wanted to and said what he wanted to.
They really just got a big head after Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They thought they was doing something.
Taika Waititi. I did not like his other movies. I saw, like, some clips from one of them that came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
It looked better than what he did with Love and Thunder, but. It was like a soccer movie.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about Thor. I think he needs to stick with that.
I think Endgame and like Infinity War and Endgame carried that shit so hard.
Infinity War was a masterpiece. I mean, I'd say Endgame was too.
And then they just bitch every other character that comes after Endgame.
Oh, I hope Hulk. Daredevil isn't bad.
Daredevil's gonna be all right, I feel like.
You think so?
It's not gonna be as good as the Netflix show.
Yeah.
But if it brings back all its charm.
And I mean, I think Punisher's coming back too, right?
The Punisher's going to be in Daredevil.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited for.
Uh-huh. You think it'll be, what's his name? Why am I forgetting his name?
John Bernthal?
Yeah, is it going to be John Bernthal?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, like they got him casted already.
Thank goodness. Do you see the new fantastic,
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah. Eddie from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Did you see that the bear, the cousin from the bear?
Oh,
is,
yeah.
Is
he's the thing.
Yeah.
I fuck with that heavy.
That's a good casting.
I think that might be a very promising one.
Mm-hmm. I think it will be. And it's the same dude who directed WandaVision. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's in good hands.
It's set in like the 60s or 40s, I think. And they're going to... See, I don't know what they're going to do with like the whole multiversal thing.
as long as they introduce Doom,
yes,
like how they did with Thanos, like if they get like Thanos level suspense, and make him the next big bad, because that's like the problem is they've given so much like attention to these other people that they have a trove of good characters to use. They just need to do the right casting and the right writing.
Dude,
and they got it, because Doom will be like 10 times better than Thanos.
Yeah, he's stronger too. I saw like in a comic book panel, he like one-shots Thanos or something.
And I hope this brings in like other characters. Like I'm wanting to see like a Ghost Rider revival. Dude,
yes.
Did you see the did you see that trailer I sent you about the X-Men?
Oh no, I didn't watch it. Dude, but I know the show. I know that it's coming out. I saw something with Gambit. Gambit was in it.
No Steve Blum.
No?
No Steve Blum is... I waited to hear Wolverine's voice, and it was like this. It was like real nasally. You're like, what do you want, bub? And dude, it almost made me want to cry.
Oh my gosh, no Steve Blum?
Being such a fan of the OG series.
What are they doing?
But it's all, like, it's so, it looks good.
Yeah.
Like, the style of it, it keeps that 87 animation, but upgrades it.
But no Steve Blum.
No Steve Blum.
You can't have Wolverine without Hugh Jackman or Steve Blum.
Yeah, not even Hugh Jackman. It's like, it's some nobody, I bet.
Oh my god.
Let me look
gosh.
This shit up. It is pathetic how bad it is.
I think that's what they're doing. They're doing someone else's voice for the game, too, I think. I don't think the game is Steve Blum, either.
God.
But, I mean, the game will be good. I think the guy will probably do a good enough job.
If it's the same dude, I might skip out. Insomniac can suck my dick.
Well, just know him. He's like Tom Kenny.
This guy's name is Cathal J. Dodd.
I've never heard of him in my life.
I've never heard of like his voice and anything notable.
Can you show me the trailer right now?
I got you.
I want to hear it. I want to hear this. Dude, I'm going to be so upset.
It's just like...
I'm going to be pissed.
It looks so good. And they even included characters like Gambit.
Yeah.
And Cyclops, too. Like, I love Cyclops.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think a great, like, at least for us growing up, a great alternative was that Wolverine show. Wolverine and the X-Men.
Yes,
I don't know if you've ever seen that. Shit was heat.
You know what I watched a lot? I watched Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. I love that.
Oh, yeah. I just, no. If it's not Steve Blum, I don't want it.
Yeah, okay. That does look really good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's doing what Invincible wish it could do.
Yeah. Oh, man, if Invincible was in this style, that'd be crazy.
Yep. I think I cut it off after I didn't hear Steve Blum. I'm not going to lie. Season was like, it looks good. I'm like, yeah.
Wait, I think I'm about to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, bub. Get in my ear. Jeez, bub. Keep buzzing in my ear.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's that bad. I think that's my only complaint so far.
Yeah.
Like off of first impressions.
What's it? Cyclops sounded good though.
Cyclops sounds like familiar.
Yeah, I know. Even. That's what I was thinking. Sounds like I've heard him. Sounds like the guy who voiced what's his face in My Hero Academia, the bad guy.
Oh.
Or not the bad guy. I don't know what I'm thinking.
All Might is such an underrated character. Like I remember watching the first season of My Hero.
Yeah.
Or like I think I watched two because I got to that point where he's like.
Yeah.
That shit was so good.
I want to watch more, because I got to where they were in they were fighting each other.
The tournament. They had a good tournament arc.
Yeah,
it was good because of like Todoroki or something like that.
Todoroki. Yeah,
Todoroki.
I got to where him and Deku were fighting. I think.
See, that was a good moment, but I would say like All Might carried.
Yeah, like, he was good.
Like, if you think that fight was good, the season one finale fight
mm-hmm.
is one of the best I've seen.
Oh.
At least for, like, hands on hands. All Might pulls up. So, like, the main villain has this guy. It's, like, Nobu.
Is it where they, like, break into that place?
It's kind of like a knockoff of, or, like, a ripoff, or even, like, inspiration for, like, Maharaga.
Yeah.
In JJK's, like, it could adapt, I think,
uh-huh.
to, like, other things. So, All Might's power is, like, the all for one. Or
yeah.
All in one something. The whole bundle. And... And he pulls up, and so the way All Might's character is written is that he can't use it consistently.
Yeah, yeah.
Something his body can't hold up to
it. Yeah, he's used it too much or whatever, and now he's got to pass it on.
And so this monster from the main villain brought him just, like, pulls up on the students, and they're like, oh, shit. And then All Might pulls up, and they just back and forth, back and forth. It was crazy. It was a good fight. And I have
to pick it back up.
My Hero is just such a fumble.
Yeah.
Because of the fan base and its own character arcs.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Vigilante Deku. Vigilante Deku.
He looks cool, but the fans, dude.
Dude, he's like a edgy Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, he does. He does look like an edgy Mickey Mouse.
It's like Disney for weeaboos. Because I didn't like the bright coloring of it. But
yeah, it is really flashy.
It's a part of the new wave.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, all these animated shows really helps me appreciate like growing up on Cartoon Network and all that. I love anime. I don't care really what I get called, like a nerd.
It's like the adult version of cartoons. I mean, it's
exactly.
It's that easy. You got like Samurai Jack when we were kids. That's like the most anime it got.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatar.
Mm.
Oh my god.
I gotta rewatch it.
Rethinking about Avatar, like literally just even visiting it again in your mind.
Yeah.
Makes you appreciate it even more.
Oh my god.
I've seen that shit like 3-4 times.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Yeah. What's his name? Right over there.
Oh yeah, Appa.
Yeah.
And then I got the fucking.
Oh yeah.
Team Aang. It's so good. Zuko, like, he's like the greatest role model to have growing up. Like, he's like Kratos.
Oh, yeah.
He's like this redemption arc character.
And then you got his freaking granddad? Is that who he is?
Yeah, Uncle Iroh.
Yeah.
Fucking love Uncle Iroh.
Uncle Iroh's a G.
What a story, too, with, like, the actor, the voice actor singing that, like, while he, like what he had, like, vocal cancer or something.
Yeah, probably like esophagus cancer.
Yeah, like he
That's
had.
Why I get the voice actors. That's why I'm worried to ever do voice acting.
Dude, yeah, just talking too much, yapping too much can get you killed.
Yeah. What does this world come to?
How do you even know? You're just like, ow.
Yeah, I feel like, but my throat hurts a lot.
I mean, you can't even notice cancer.
Not for real.
Like, you're just like, you go to a doctor visit and they're like, we're checking for cancer.
I feel like you gotta be like shutting down physically for them to be like,
oh shit.
Maybe I got cancer.
He's got cancer.
You gotta see it. You got skin cancer. That's the.
In this lighting, I look like I have a mean neck beard. I do. Golly.
Gotta shave tonight.
I'll say that and I won't be shaving for another.
Another 3 months.
While.
I shaved, I think, 2 days ago. Gotta keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My little neck beard.
What would you say, so getting into like the topic of animes, what would you say is your favorite of all time, and then, or maybe like give me a top three, top three of all time, what would you
top
say?
Top three animes of all time.
That you've seen, because like, it's favorite, like what you would say is the greatest, because obviously, we ain't see all of them yet.
No.
We ain't see all of them.
We got
them
a
yet.
Lot left to go.
This man can barely get through Bleach. And Dragon Ball at the same time. How the fuck is he else supposed to watch?
I can barely get through like a 12-episode anime. Like, yeah, romance anime.
He is still on that shit.
It's been like a month.
Hey, Skylin.
Hey, Skylin. How you doing, man?
What'd you say your top three is?
Okay. Attack on Titan. Of course. That's got to be in there. Somewhere. I put it number one right now. Because the ending was perfect. Number two. I'd probably go JJK. Probably.
JJK? Like all time?
I can't.
We're talking about all ones you've seen.
Yeah.
You'd put Attack on Titan, JJK. You're going to get cooked in the comments.
I might be.
You're going to get cooked.
But then I got like Dragon Ball, but I haven't gotten that far in it. Like, I've gotten farther than there are as many episodes in as JJK. Like, I think there's 48 episodes of JJK.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched 40 of Dragon Ball, and I'm really liking it. But I don't know if I can put that top three of all time.
See, I respect, which I'll die on this hill with you, with the Attack on Titan take. Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the ones you've seen, I feel like since you are watching Dragon Ball and you just got done with JJK... That's recency bias.
I think so.
I would put it in recency bias just because, like, it's what you're seeing now that you're like, oh, shit.
See, but, like, I've seen...
I do
like,
the same thing. It's okay.
I've seen, like, Tokyo Ghoul. I can't... because that was a horrible anime adaptation. As much as I liked it when I was watching it.
Well, people loved like the manga.
Yeah.
And even the first like what season? Two seasons?
Two, I think, was like peak Tokyo Ghoul.
Like, I know that has a fan base, but they like just like how Death Note was.
Yeah. See, like I'd put Death Note up there too, but I don't know. I liked season two. I wouldn't say I hated it, but I liked L a lot more than I did the new guy. I can't think of his name. I swear it started with like an N or something.
JJK, I respect. I respect. If you fuck with it that much,
I do.
Put that shit up there.
I think I need to read it, because like reading it's a whole other thing though, because it's not animated. But the stuff that's in the manga that they're gonna animate is gonna be some of the best stuff we've seen.
Anime is just like, I don't know. It's so subjective.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wide variety. Like you can say any cartoon, like you know that you watched as a kid, and be like, "That's my favorite." And people would be like, "Fuck yeah,
yeah."
But anime, they're gonna fight you.
Yeah,
over that
shit. They will. They sure will.
No, Hunter, mm-hmm. fucking Seven Deadly Sins, fucking. God no.
Seven Deadly Frames.
Like I just hear you say like JJK
mm-hmm.
over like Cowboy Bebop.
See, but I haven't finished Cowboy Bebop. I think if I do, I'd put it.
You might top as well 5. Rewatch that shit.
Yeah,
it's only like 24 episodes.
I know, but I've rewatched it like 3 times.
Oh,
I've only
Lord.
Gotten to episode I think I'm on 16. 16 is the highest I've gotten.
He's watching Bleach, Dragon Ball, Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling is really good.
I think I need to watch
it's
that.
It's promising. There's 5 dubs out, and I think y'all should watch them soon.
I didn't know that was where that smiling statue came from.
Yeah, dude, that thing is scary.
I feel like I saw that meme, or like a meme of that, uh-huh. way before Solo Leveling even came out.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably from the manga. I bet it's good in the manga. But dude, that was terrifying. Definitely worth the watch.
Code Geass right now is probably, I don't know if I'd put it, so I don't want to start like fucking rage baiting with the recency bias, but Code Geass is really good.
Yeah.
It's one of the most well thought out. Like, so,
I think that one's respectable, because anytime I hear someone say their favorite and someone brings up Code Geass, they're like, yeah, solid.
Like, I don't know if I'd prefer it over, like, because I'd say it's more entertaining, like cyberpunk or...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even Evangelion.
Cyberpunk's anime. Friggin' Edgerunner.
Cyberpunk is peak. I'd put it up there, too.
Yeah.
It'd be in my top 10.
I would say, too. It was, 9 episodes, and it was still amazing throughout the whole thing. Some parts were unfavorable with, like, the little gap, like, the jump that they did. Like, David getting all buff and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. abusing the steroid, cyber psycho stuff. That was a little funky, but I think in the end it was good enough to put it up there.
It really felt rushed after episode 5, mm-hmm. like after that breaking point. They had the time jump for a 10-episode anime.
Yeah.
Time jumps don't work out well most of the time if you don't do them.
It has to be a show that's gone over for like 300 episodes.
The time jump has to matter.
Yeah.
It has to, like, you have to see progress. This was just David becoming a dick.
And it was, like, immediate, too. It didn't show, like, much in between.
It saw the death of, like, that main dude.
Yeah.
Like, main.
And then it was, like, straight to David being, like, 20.
Which was one of the coolest segments I've ever seen.
Yes,
like,
dude.
That Cyber Psycho?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I like how he, like, held it back just to, like, not kill David and them. Like, he was fighting it. And he did a dang
God,
good job.
Like, yeah, in the desert.
Yeah.
Like that desert segment that was in his mind, or like the section.
Uh-huh.
That was beautiful.
They gotta do a season 2 somehow.
What would they do it on? I mean, like, if they made Chronicles of Stories, it could work.
Yeah. I can definitely see that.
God, dude, I'm so excited for Devil May Cry like anime coming out on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, that's another game I need to play. Oh. I was gonna download it the other day, but I didn't for some reason.
I'd say that's bringing up that, like, it's a franchise that's also like it relies on its fan base more than the games produce in content, because like they're going into mobile game direction and that's just sad.
Yeah,
but Devil May Cry 5, that was probably one of my favorite games I've played recently,
mm-hmm.
and I forget about it because like of a bigger story games because it's so short, but it knew what tale it was trying to tell. It was like being epic and all that. It was like the pinnacle.
Yeah.
It's the definitive game. It's like Ragnarok and Devil May Cry for hack and slash genre, definitive games. Like, they are the best of the best.
Okay. That's, yeah, I'd say that's a good take. I tried to play the first one and
controls.
Yeah.
Same with the Resident Evil games.
I got new internet, like, I'd say 6 days ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It still hasn't, like, stabled out. Like, it's not stable yet. But I'm hoping when it does, I can stream the Infamous games. Because I want to play Infamous through to Second Son. Those games are probably some of my favorite games.
I didn't realize the main dude in Second Son was voiced by Troy Baker, I think.
Is he?
I think so.
Probably.
I may be wrong.
It makes sense. Troy Baker does a killer job every time.
Yeah, I played, like, I think the first Infamous.
Who was Troy Baker?
I think I played the first Infamous, but I didn't get... I played Second Son. Second Son was fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember we were in, sixth grade talking about it on the way home from, like, getting Subway.
Dude, that and, like, Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs took over our childhood.
Yes, it did.
Very rightfully so, though.
Watch Dogs 2, I say that was, like, my most hype release other than, like, GTA 6. I was so hyped.
It's 'cause I agree.
I was living in my granddad's house at the time because we were I think, like, our floor was leaking or something. So we had to take all the floor out of our house. So we were moved in with my granddad for, like, 2 months. And I was sitting there when we were rebuilding it. I'd have my phone. I just kept rewatching the trailer. I'd be like, Grandma, like, you got to get this for me when it comes out.
Dude, I remember you geeking about the dude with the mask, like, wrench or whatever.
Yeah, dude, I loved him.
He was so dope. But Ubisoft, fuck you.
Yeah, screwed it up with Watch Dogs Legion.
Fucking Assassin's Creed.
Mirage.
Valhalla.
What are you doing?
That bullshit. Get that out of
here. Skull and Bones.
Get that out of here.
Did he? Skull and Bones?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they did.
Guys, come on.
God, that's such a sad day for PS5 owners.
It really is.
Having Skull and Bones on the platform.
We got Helldivers 2, though.
Oh, yeah.
That one's
a dub.
That one's good. Got Yuri screaming.
I love seeing the influence between each thing into some other, like, anime, movies, and, like, video games.
Yeah.
I love that the connection, one of the biggest connections is, like, music and stuff.
It really is. Like, I mean, you could, like, any, like, of the most, I'd say, like, influential, like, games, animes, all that, they all have, like, crazy music, all impressive stuff.
It all incites such a good feeling in you. Like, it's all, like, theatrical and a big score, and it feels so original sometimes for games, like Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
PlayStation's really good at it. Last of Us, I loved the acoustic style that it took. Yeah.
One, like, big example would be, like, Star Wars for, like, the movie category. Like, I remember in the last one they did, like, when Ben Solo dies and all that. He, like, whenever all the ships came in and, like, they all showed back up and then the old music started playing, the old Star Wars music, that gave me chills. I was, like, sitting there watching on my... It was pirated. I was pirating it. Watching it on my PC.
I respect it.
Still gave me chills.
Dude, I respect Star Wars. Star Wars' soundtrack is top tier from the prequels.
Dude, the orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They knew what they were doing.
It's hard to beat orchestras. Another movie that I'd say that has a lot of music in it that's, like, I don't know, comparable almost would be, like, Django. Like, Tarantino's music in his movies is always so good.
I felt like when I watched Django, the placement of it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Some of, like, only that Rick Ross song. I don't know why I have such beef with it, but it just wasn't right. It was, like, right in the middle of, like, the section where it was showing them running away as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Felt in such poor taste.
Yeah.
To be like, here comes Rick Ross.
That I wish he could have got Frank in there. I wish he could have worked in the Frank Ocean song.
Golly.
And you got, like, what's the other one? The Hollywood, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They had good music in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the old vibe of that movie.
I'm trying to think, because I feel like when it comes to the music aspect of movies and stuff like that, one of my favorites that I've, you know, rewatched recently is Guardians of the Galaxy, whole series.
Yes.
It's so great seeing, like, in a day and age where copyright strikes and trademarks and licensing is such a hard thing to come by, like, to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a big obstacle for a lot of directors and creators in general, was that James Gunn did a fantastic fucking job at introducing these, like, oldies into, like, younger generations and people who want to see this. Like, I feel like he turned Star-Lord into a character that was so relatable.
Yes.
Due to the fact that he kept his human connection of music with his mother.
That's like all he kept for real.
That's from what Earth. I mean. He didn't do anything. Like he became like this quippy dude, but he kept the music that he heard from his mother and his father too. Like James Gunn did a fantastic job at introducing music to people.
I hope he carries the DC. I hope he does some great things. I mean,
the Arkham show. If he is, because he's like the head of DC operations.
Like, he's like the Russo brothers of DC.
Which I don't even know how they acquired that.
Yeah, I don't know how
that became an option.
Jumped up so quick. Like it was a Zack Snyder or whatever. Now it's him.
Yeah, Zack Snyder. Fuck off. Weirdo.
And then who's the other guy? Was it? There was Zack Snyder, and then there's another one who did the first like Justice League movie. That was like really bad, and then they did the Zack Snyder, and it was okay.
Oh, I don't know.
I forgot his name, but I think
it was like a pretty, I don't know, quick decision to throw like the new director on. I think if I remember correctly.
I think so, but I think he's gonna carry. You gotta look at like Guardians 3. That's like the best Marvel movie that they've put out within the last like what 5 years.
I'd say the only thing that rivals is Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm.
And that's not even really, like, I feel like Marvel didn't really do too much on that.
It was more Sony. But but still, I guess you could...
it counts.
Yeah, you'd have to put it in there.
Yeah.
Because I remember you guys getting done, like, watching it and telling me about it, being like, it was all right.
See, I don't know why. I thought it was amazing. I don't like that it cut off. Like, did it to be continued? It's been a while since I've been hit with one of those.
Yeah.
But... it was jarring, and I think that's the only reason why it left like a sour taste in our mouth, just because it ended so abruptly.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because I think that was one of the best aspects about it.
Really?
I think that, like I said, you know, it's all about going back and thinking, like, you gotta give it time to sit. Mm-hmm. But you think with the whole the India section, that, like, turning into that.
They definitely couldn't have finished the movie and made it as good as it was if they didn't have the to be continued. That is true. The spot, dude,
with the multiverse like prison that they had, where you see like Donald Glover as like the thing, you see like the final moment where spoiler alert, Miles goes back to the like his original Earth,
but it's not his
because it's like you know original
yeah.
But yeah, he goes back to the other Miles's one who became the Prowler.
Yes.
That was
such a crazy little
golly.
Oh my gosh, plot twist.
Even the beginning scenario, like with that like Da Vinci vulture.
Oh yeah.
That was so cool.
Yes.
That was
like
sick.
He'd have like the blueprints coming out of like him as he was fighting.
Uh huh.
That was insane. Like he was like a paper mache.
Dude, oh my god, and then the train scene.
The spot's one of my favorite. I think he's like my favorite Marvel villain that they've had since like Thanos. Because what's his name? I forgot his name. Jason Schwartzman does such a good job voicing him. It's a great voice for that menacing feller.
And like, he adds a lot of comedic value to it too. Like, his delivery is great.
He's good. You know, I need to watch Wes Anderson's little shorts he put on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard those are pretty good.
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, like watching Wednesday.
Yes.
It deserves the hype. It was good for being like a sitcom-y type.
Like a Netflix original.
Yeah, Netflix original.
Netflix.
Like only just more tolerable than like hearing Disney behind a project.
Yeah.
It's like a Netflix original. It's like same connotation.
Yeah. I hope they do good with the One Piece remake. I think that'll be good if they can.
Golly. Man, it's been such a good talk today.
That's been
like,
good.
I feel like we got a lot of our topics done. Anything else to add? My name is Anthony Judd. This is Dakota Jones.
My name's Dakota Jones.
We're going to be editing, processing, getting all this stuff through the media.
I wonder when this is going to come out.
I don't know.
Like a year from now.
We just never do this shit again.
You're like, I don't even want to edit it.
I really don't, but I will. I'll probably get at it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I might throw
I'm off the next 2 days. So
yeah, dude, you better, like, I'll
cook.
See what's up.
Yeah.
But no, I mean,
I feel like we've
covered a lot of bases.
Should we talk about some of the guests we're wanting to have a little?
Ooh, yes. Future upcoming plans. I feel like we should go in more into depth than that because that's a good idea.
So, the next stages in the Off the Wall podcast. This is like a, we'll move the camera. Yeah. So, yeah, that was our first episode. This is like our outro.
Yeah.
We'll have that.
Yeah.
So, okay. This is like the next stages of our lives are going to be just as convoluted and confusing as the previous years that you haven't seen us. But we're going to be bringing this content to you guys as fast and as quickly as we can while also maintaining our own lifestyles and not letting it become an obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to consistently upload and record, you know, get like maybe an episode. My goal is like an episode a week. Probably going to be like an episode a month starting out. You want to give like a quick little overview to end it? So, my name is Anthony Judd, 19 years old. I go to school in buttfuck nowhere, Alabama. And I am aspiring to be a director, screenwriter, anything to do with the filmmaking process. So, this is just an outlet for me to speak my mind. I've since, from the previous episodes, or, you know, this is just like, we'll say this is, if you know, you know, is that I've moved out. I don't live with my family no more. You know, I'm into a lot of new things. I listen to a bunch of music. I watch a shit ton of TV, maybe too much. I play way too many video games for my schedule. But I'm your new podcast host. So have fun and enjoy it while it lasts.
I'm Dakota Jones. Here with my best friend Anthony, doing the podcast, of course. My life, I'd say it's not as similar, but there's some similarities. Went to the same high school as him, graduated, go to the same college as him, worked the same job, pretty much. I also kind of want to go into like a sort of film industry type job in the future. I want to do more video editing, behind the scenes type stuff. I think that'd be really fun and up my alley. I wouldn't mind being in front of the camera like right now. I wouldn't mind acting, you know, dabbling a little bit of everything. Go to the gym, new thing, new hobby of mine. Gonna go there after this.
What do you hope to achieve with this podcast?
What do I hope to achieve? I hope to put ourselves out there, grow a fan base that's willing to watch the stuff that we put out in the future, and just make fun moments. Have a good time.
Have a good time. That's all that matters.
I've had a great day today. Just chilling, playing games, dude, podcasting.
We're here. We'll be here. We'll try to upload and do as much as we can to maybe have some kind of, like I said, outlet. Like a way of having fun and doing something that we both thoroughly enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So our future like ideas with this podcast and bringing guests on is that we're going to have to figure out the camera situation. We do have two webcams, which we can use.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have to use both of them.
Yeah.
So with this, we're going to bring in at least with the first guest, it might be like an episode or two more back into like us. We'll talk about like fucking recent events next time and more stuff going on and like, Even Alabama, we can fucking talk about anything.
K-Ivy,
burp. we'll talk about stuff in Alabama. We can talk about stuff going on in the world. We can talk about our favorite things in the moment. But with other guests, I want to bring out different perspectives and different ideas to match ours and also like either correlate or oppose in a way. Like because, you know, people are different and people have different ways of living and their own ideas on what to do next. And so I want to bring that into this little circle that we've created.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start, at least this is our goal, with the first guest being my girlfriend, Season. Fucking love her, man. She's just the fucking best. and I love the conversations that she implies in my life. And I can't wait for you guys to experience that as well, because she is a very interesting lady and she deserves all the love. And so then after that, maybe our next guest would be someone like co-workers that we have, like Skylin we mentioned before. There's our big homie, Braden Bird.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have him come up.
Dude, this is like a radio show almost. We're going to have him come in and play some live music.
Oh, yes.
At the Judd Ray household, Ray Judd household.
Dude, we should get Dawson on here. I know he doesn't work with us anymore.
Dawson would be a great choice. And Dawson's a great guy. All these people we're bringing in, which obviously to our fan base, we will keep it user-friendly.
Yeah.
Family-friendly. Yeah. We'll keep a little cuss words in, but we're not going to...
Nothing
not
too
gonna dive too deep.
Nothing outlandish.
Yeah, but we'll bring these people on, and hopefully they'll provide you guys with a good time.
Good experiences. I want to get my brother on here. He also does music and stuff.
We'll have two guitar players.
Yeah, two guitar players lined up. We got I got a streamer friend. He's actually making it kind of big. Jory.
Jory Zello?
Yeah, Zello.
Zello,
love
shout
the
out.
Guy. He's sick. Get him on here. Talk about his streaming, his upcoming with streaming, getting some fan bases, how tough the grind is.
Mm-hmm. Well, just plenty of topics and plenty of ideas that we want to shoot out there. So if you're down for the ride with us, then we're happy to have you.
Yes, we are.
This has been an absolute yap fest with your boys, Anthony and Dakota. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We love you.
Everyone who stuck around.
Thanks for watching. I know this is jank, but we will try to improve as we go. Mm-hmm. It was fun while this one lasted. We'll see you later.